So, we have this new study on ADHD meds with young kids from Stanford, California. Dave, you're the one who found it. If I said these numbers are shocking, do you agree with me?
No, I don't think I was shocked by it.
I'm talking about how soon they are prescribed medicine.
Yes, that did not shock me because this company or this country loves pharmaceuticals, and we know the power that pharmaceutical companies have within the medical industry.
42% of preschoolers, I repeat, preschoolers with ADHD were prescribed medication within 30 days of diagnosis, despite the guidelines recommending behavioral therapy first. I have plenty of people in my core group who have ADHD right now. And it is a legit, significant challenge. Some have found a way through therapy, through medication, through meditation, whatever it might be, to deal with it and continue to prosper. Others are trying all those things, and their success is not great. Others, it's mixed. So this isn't going to be the show where I'm going to say, oh, ADHD doesn't exist. It absolutely exists. But for me to think within the first 30 days that a preschooler is diagnosed with ADHD, that we're going to medication, that seems too soon to me. And don't even think about telling me about, well, you must not have kids with challenges. Have a child with an undiagnosed ailment until he's 18, where he's having febrile seizures, he's having heart challenges, he's having all sorts of things. Our life with Quentin was incredibly difficult early. And I applaud the parents who are trying to figure out the best way to go with ADHD. And I will acknowledge that, Dave, you don't know what other paths parents have pursued before they finally go to a doctor. But 42%, when the recommendation is therapy and giving the children this medication within 30 days when the brain is still developing at a rate, that just seems too high to me. 712,000 children, 8 major pediatric health systems across the U.S. The numbers, ADHD affects an estimated 10% of American children. We know we have this debate too, Dave, where some will suggest ADHD is diagnosed too quickly. That when I was a kid, no, it wasn't that. And we're just looking for a diagnosis way too fast. I don't know what the number is. I don't know how many doctors might go too fast, how many parents who go fast. But I believe without a shred of doubt from seeing people in my life how detrimental it can be. So when you hear 10% of American kids, what does your gut tell you about that, diagnosed with ADHD?
I don't disbelieve it. I could see that being true, being close at least.
This suggests 2.4% of children aged 3 to 5 had an ADHD diagnosis. So then let's zero in on this. Closer to 2% than 3 diagnosed with ADHD. This is the preschool area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 42% of them are getting medication. Man, that seems too soon.
We're a country that loves the quick fix. I don't know whether I put this more.
Doesn't sound like you're saying you agree with it. You're just acknowledging that this is what's taking place.
No, and that's why I'm not shocked by it at all. I don't know whether to put more, if we're going to say blame for this issue, if we're saying this is wrong. I don't know whether it's more the responsibility of the doctors prescribing the meds or the parents saying, we need to do something and I'm not willing to do the therapy, you know, with my child to go through, you know, whatever it is, days, weeks, months of therapy to hopefully get it to work. I just want a med and I want it now, doc, so let's write the script.
The current American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines that was reaffirmed about 6 years ago recommend that children age 4 to 5 first receive evidence-based parent training and behavior management before considering medication. I'm all for that. For children who were prescribed the medication within 30 days, there often wasn't enough time to properly implement or assess these therapies, which typically require weeks or months to show benefit. I'll just say, if this was my child, 3 to 5, and I feel comfortable and confident in the pediatric office and other people I talk to, my gut would tell me months and months of therapy first. By the way, this is not me in the, oh, the COVID vaccine changed me or RFK Jr. changed me. No. A strong, strong no. But at 3 to 5, I want to try some different type of meds before I'm going to some sort of Ritalin at
sure.
that point.
Give them something that they can rely on for their entire life that's not a pharmaceutical. Of course. I also see the parents who say, you know what? This is my fourth kid. I've already got a very, very busy life.
Yep.
Having to go bring my child to therapy, do the work at home.
I work. I got to take the other kids elsewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Is a heck of a lot to ask.
And trust me, there are very, very important people in my life with ADHD right now and medications right now. I am not dismissing legitimacy and the power that it has on you and the difficulties it provides to you or people close to you. It's just you get the diagnosis and within 30 days, 40, almost half are going to the meds. That seems too fast for me. Let's do Pella the next sequence. Let's come back here. What is your reaction? Just your own experiences with this? Your gut instinct of this? Clearly, a lot of people have opinions on this. And the response so far to our various topics has been very good, including people who disagree. That's a part of the territory. We understand that. Just keep some level of respect, and we are all good. 651-461-9226. Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate that. He's on TV right now announcing that the Space Command headquarters are moving to Huntsville, Alabama. If he's dead, he looks tremendous for dead.
Yes. Able to move the lips.
Yep.
Focus on the audience. Rocket City, Huntsville.
Rocket City. Looks the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not quite as orange.
No, he's got the tint to him.
Yeah. He's there.
I'd like to see the hand.
Yeah.
How's that looking today?
I don't think we're going to see the hand. I would be curious. We'll find out what's going on.
Well, there's got to be somebody with a camera in there that's just laser focused.
Oh, God, yeah. hand camera, you know. Wait, shook hands. He shook hands with our guy, Petey Hegseth, so maybe somebody gets a picture of the hand. Among the texts coming in, on 42% of preschool kids diagnosed with ADHD receiving medication in the first 30 days ahead of the recommendation by the pediatric associations. Here's what we have so far on the text. Knee-jerk reaction. Parents don't want to send their kids to behavioral therapy because of the stigma these parents assume there is surrounding therapy. Dave, we talked about this a little bit. There's a lot of people in our society, and it's sad, too, because of the divide on COVID, and some of the absolutists who told us once we got the vaccine, everything would be solved. And so because that's not true, now people have decided nothing is good about vaccines, led by one of the great frauds of all time, RFK Jr. Okay? The guy's dangerous. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally dangerous. But I think it's sad but true that there are some parents who worry about the stigma on their kids and therapy. For some, it's too busy. For some, they're Medicaid. But I think some too are maybe aren't as familiar themselves or worry about what this could, what effect this could have on their child long term.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. And there's plenty of parents out there that, you know, one parent might be concerned and the other says, oh, it's, you know, they're just growing up. They're 3 years old. Let them, you know, let them be a 3 year old because they're not going to have the attention span of an adult. And, you know, what parent is an expert in what a child's attention should be like at age
right.
3, 4, 5?
And it can't just be he's different from the other two because they're all different. Okay. And again, without naming names, I'm telling you, ADHD is in my immediate core. I know people who deal with it, thrive, and many times don't thrive because of it. And these are people I love massively. As the mom of four ADHD kids, is not something that therapy fixes. Until we can change our school system to allow for kids with ADHD to thrive, medication is often the only answer to keep them in school. As a father of someone in this area also, I will say for many kids, therapy can work. I will say for many kids, therapy does not work. So to say it never works, I just don't agree with, right? I just don't think a three-year-old after within 30 days should be getting Adderall. I just think that's too soon. If it's 3, 4, 5 months down the line and you've tried multiple areas, yes. I'm a 63-year-old, diagnosed with ADHD 18 months ago, taking various medications, changed my life. Texters talks about what I've done in earlier in my life with it. Yeah, this message for me isn't in any way for adults or older kids to not take it. By no means am I saying that. I'm just saying this soon seems alarming to me. More text. I don't like giving my kids medication, but it allowed them to do well in school. I myself was not diagnosed until my kids were, and I realized what I've been struggling with myself. Yes, again, I'm all for it through doctor supervision and doctor oversight. I'm just saying a three-year-old child, 4 days after receiving the diagnosis, that seems too soon to me. Dean Phillips on Congress returning with more fun. His time at Burning Man. Dean, next hour.